We are hearing each side accusing of each other, and definitely everyone has to observe the ceasefire, because this is the agreement they have already signed, and definitely they have to. They have to.
Will mediators try to urge these two groups to abide by this? Because since the fighting started after the ceasefire, the humanitarian conditions are worsening.
Well, definitely they have put it in their agreement also, in the agreement of cessation of hostility. The need for observing it, the need for implementing their agreement is quite high. And I think this is what IGAD and everybody else was reminding them. And it is obvious that they have to observe it. And it's a pity that some are not observing, but definitely we hope in the meantime they'll observe the agreement.
Some people say that there appear to be no mechanism to monitor the ceasefire agreement that was signed. And that is the cause of the problem, because both sides see it as nothing to check them if they flout it.
Well, actually, there is a mechanism in the agreement as to how implement it. And also there is a mechanism that should be eventually crafted out as to monitoring it. So the need for monitoring is there. I think that may not be the fundamental cause for the eruption of the conflict, but I think the fundamental thing is perhaps the goodwill on both sides. So I think the IGAD will consider things from this perspective, and hopefully things will be worked out as to how to monitor the implementation.
Will IGAD remind these two groups again as they continue the talks to abide by the ceasefire agreement? And what could be the punitive action if indeed they fail to do so? What are the ramifications?
We are just off the signing. I think now IGAD would perhaps start thinking in that line, in line of reminding them or in line of helping them to reinforce the implementation of the agreement or the cessation of the hostility. But nothing has been working, and I'm not aware of any details. Hopefully, IGAD will definitely do that thing.
Talking about the political detainees, is there any window within which these political detainees are supposed to be released?
I think per the agreement, this is one of the confidence-building measures that should be realized as soon as possible for the sake of strengthening further negotiations, political dialogue between the two.
What should people look forward to as peace negotiations continue this week? What should the world expect?
Basically, everybody hopes and expects the cessation of hostility and then the continuation of the political dialogue, so that this problem will be solved, and the political dialogue is the only way out. And let's hope, Peter, let's hope that the positive things will come out of the process, because it's complex and delicate.